This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
And for today's edition of Talking Otago, I'm joined by Otago Regional Council's Team Leader of Investigations, Peter Kelleher. We're going to be talking about responsibilities around outdoor burning, toxic materials and all that sort of thing, which we're seeing, I guess, quite a lot of these days. Joining us on the line, Peter Kelleher. Peter, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Peter, it is that time of year, isn't it, for burning outdoor rubbish? And I guess we are seeing more of that happening right now.
Yes, in recent weeks we've seen quite a surge in reports of outdoor fires. While many think that this is a problem just in rural areas, urban areas are also on our radar. Everyone, whether rural or urban, need to follow best practice and abide by our rules in order to protect the environment and air quality for everyone.
Are we seeing complaints and where are we seeing them come from?
It's across Otago, really. The most recent complaints were from Dunedin, Waitaki, Central Otago and Queenstown Lakes districts. Recent examples of burning attended to by RSC staff included for urban burning, burning in drums, general green waste and burning of prohibited items, including canned plastics, treated timber and tyres. In rural areas, burning included shelter belt clearances and gauze.
Of course, you know, there's legitimate things we can burn, Peter, but there are things that we cannot and shouldn't burn. What are those?
We ask people not to burn toxic substances such as foams, mattresses, couches, plastic bottles, wraps, treated timber, tyres and waste oil. For these types of materials, best practice is to find a way to recycle or reuse them or dispose them appropriately at a landfill.
And of course, those things, the reason for that is they're just putting toxic chemicals into the air for us, and that's not a good thing, right?
100%. It's best for our own health and for everyone's health that we don't breathe such discharges.
And of course, you know, we see also, especially those of us in urban areas, things like inversion layers, and a lot of that smoke just sort of sits around. You don't want that stuff in your lungs anyway. But, you know, as I mentioned, there are legitimate reasons to be doing burns, and what kind of things is it okay to burn?
Well, in general, what can be burned is paper, cardboard, vegetative matter or untreated wood. As a guideline for people, any smoke, odour or particulate matter resulting from the burning must not be offensive or objectionable beyond the boundary of the property where the burning occurs. But please check our rules first to make sure you can lawfully burn, as there are different rules for urban and rural areas.
Where do we find those rules?
Good place to find them is on our website. It would be, the starting point. If you could search ORC and look for our air plan, all the rules are contained in that.
All right. So if I'm out there, or if I see or smell a fire that, you know, I think might not be in compliance with all the rules, what do we do?
Well, if possible, take a photo of it and then report it to ORC's pollution hotline on 0800 800 033. And then we can assess whether to send out a team to investigate. If people are unsure, our website has a quick guide to outdoor burning they can refer to.
All right, it's as simple as that. We want to make sure that when burning occurs, it's all in compliance with the rules, so we're not putting toxic chemicals out into the airways. It's a pretty simple rule, isn't it? And if you follow them, then we'll all be sweet. Just do check out those rules as mentioned by Peter Kelleher on the Otago Regional Council's website. And if you're at all unsure, give us that 0800 number again.
That 0800 number for our pollution hotline is 0800 800 033.
Peter Kelleher from the Otago Regional Council, Team Leader of Investigations. Thanks, Peter, for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show. Let's hope for a lot of clean burning through the course of the winter.
That'll be great. No, thank you for your time.
Kia ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.